again for Love joining Talk me.
Radio.
I wish to welcome you again. Thanks for joining me on Gab 1930s. I'm your host, Amir Arahim. I'm also the designer, the creator, and the founder of Gab 1930s. We are a custom-made and also a bespoke clothing maker. I don't like to use the word manufacturer, but that's not a bad situation. We call us a manufacturer as well. But one of the things that we want to talk about today is designing custom-made clothing. About today, again, I wish to welcome you again for joining us, and I appreciate your participation as well as your support, which is necessary in no matter what venture that you might want to launch for your own personal selves. Support is always key, and without the people's support, nothing could be successful. So I wish to thank you again for being part of that process and helping me. But one of the things that I want to talk about, first of all, is stating that designing custom-made clothes is also the help of the individual and what primarily they're looking for and what will be the best custom look for them. So that's the key scenario here. Is first of all is selecting the fabrication. And fabrication is key in making any particular garment, no matter what type of garment it may be. The fabrication is very, very important. So number one, people like colors, and people also like certain fabrication. And also in certain regions of the country, certain seasonal fabrications are key too, because if you want to get the best wear and you want to get the best look based on your location in America, that's one of the key things also in selecting your fabrication. So first and foremost, I'd like to start out by stating that being fitted, number one, your numbers is what's key, especially in making and getting the best custom fit, is getting the best numbers. And also tuning that particular numbers in for your custom fit is also important. So that will entail certain, when you first do this, there might be three or four fittings first before you can get to perfection. And next, you will necessarily, we would have to make a pattern, and the pattern would have to be key to your numbers. But one thing I like to caution you in making a pattern is to make sure that you maintain the same body structure, the same body frame, without either losing that much weight or gaining that much weight. So that's key, like, and very important once the pattern has been made, because then any particular garment, well, whatever style that garment is based on that pattern, it can be made without you even being there. And, of course, the fit should be perfection, because, after all, they would have perfected your pattern for your body. It's almost like, I know you remember back in the days when your mother would go to a department store, like Woolworth or H.L. Green's or Sears or whatever, and she would buy a pattern for a dress. And pretty much those patterns that they still even sell them today, they go by sizes. And your mother would probably pretty much pick a pattern based on her size, and then she would go and buy the fabric, because a lot of times it will show pictures of the dress itself and what type of fabric that they suggested. I mentioned some of these things. First of all, how important the custom fit looks as opposed to what you will buy from the rack. A lot of times, I don't want to call it luck, but a lot of times when you choose a garment from the rack and you try it on before you leave the location of the store, a lot of times you have to take that particular garment to your tailor to get that garment fitted well for your frame. That's because it has been cut on a standard pattern. And the custom fit pattern is something that will be fitted to your body frame, which is necessary to sure you get that person, that personal custom fit that I had mentioned in the topic of what this program is about today, and also the fabrication that you would choose or select. So a lot of times I'd say we as purchasers of individual garments don't necessarily look at the fabrication. We'll just look and see if it's something that we like, and then we'll purchase it. But in this case, the other way around, it's just that you would be choosing the fabrication and you would be taking it to your tailor or to your designer first. Well, in my case, I would be your designer, and that will help you design the garment. And based on what it is you're looking for is where the designs will start. First, we'll start out with a sketch. We'll start the sketching exactly what you would like this particular garment to look like. And the sketch is key also. The sketch itself will pretty much specify what the garment will look like and what we are looking to do once we start the working with the tailor before he cuts the fabric, and of course definitely before he lays the pattern on top of the fabric. That's another key part to this particular scenario, using whether it's just a basic piece of fabric without any patterns in the fabric. Let's say, for instance, like you were choosing like a navy blue gabardine fabric and you wanted to make a suit and a pair of trousers from that. First, we will get your measurements. Once we get the measurements, the next thing we will do is that we will start cutting the fabric. Once we start cutting the fabric, we will cut the fabric up first. You know, the jacket, we will cut the pattern out from the fabrications and all. And then we will start to sewing and putting together the garment. Once we start the sewing and putting together the garment, the next thing we will do, we will call you in for a fitting of that particular garment. Once we call you in, all straight pins, and we'll start to pinning it up, and we will use the tailor's chalk on that particular garment that we're doing. Say, for instance, it was a jacket, and there were some problems or something with the sleeves or where the jacket sleeves fit in. That's where we will start to mark in the fabric to make the adjustments to make sure that the fit will come out perfect for your anatomy. And, of course, the same thing will work on the sleeves. The same thing will work with the body, the chest, and all of those other areas of the jacket. Then we'll work our way down to the trousers. The first thing that we will do on the trousers is to make sure that the waist is correct. Once we get the waist corrected, the next thing we will work on is the seat, what we call the seat. The next thing, we'll work our way down to the knee and make sure that the knee is based on the specifications as to how you want your trousers to look at the knee. And the next we will do is the drop. Once we get the drop corrected, and the next thing we will do, we'll start to closing the trousers up. Once we close the trousers up, we will get you to come back in for another fitting on to the trousers. Once we finish everything, but first let me just, before I get to that part, there's a shell part that we would do from a fabric called like a muslin fabric that we will first sew and stitch this muslin fabric up. It's a white-looking, off-white-looking fabric that looks a little bit like linen. First of all, we will cut the body part of the jacket out of the muslin fabric and sew that up and put the sleeves in it, and then we will have you come in and try that on. Once you try that on, that's when we'll start adjusting your numbers for the jacket. Once we start adjusting the numbers for the jacket, that's when we will start to put together the jacket. Of course, our jackets have three particular sections to them. First, we'll have the outer fabric that you chose. We will have the interfacing, which will be like a separate. Next, we will have the fabrication put together with the lining next. The lining is important, as well as the interfacing. And the interfacing is a separate type of fabrication that will make the jacket itself mold to your body. Once we are getting the correct molding of the body from the jacket, is when we'll start to closing up the whole jacket again. And then we will call you back for another fitting again, just to make sure that the sleeves are correct and that the jacket length itself is correct. And once we finish the jacket, that's where we will have the perfect jacket. Once we get the perfect jacket, the next thing we will start working on is perfecting the pattern for that particular jacket. And this is based on the fit from what we see. You have a certain comfortability in the jacket. That's when the pattern of the jacket will be perfected. We will have the perfect numbers now on the jacket that will fit you perfectly. And this is where the custom fit look comes into it. That's why a lot of times when you notice and see a lot of the professional actors or whatever in a movie, and you see how the jacket looks on his body, you say, wow, that's a nice looking suit that he's wearing. That's because that jacket was made and those trousers were made specifically for his anatomy. And that's what's important, is to make sure that we get the right fit. The same thing that goes along with the trousers. The trousers is important too. And there's a certain type of look once this whole particular garment situation is put together. That's what everybody is looking for, is that perfect fit. So my company will be one of the first companies, as I indicated in some of the past broadcasts, that will have custom fit clothing on the rack that will be adjusted. We'll have like an OTR custom look fit from Gab 1930s. That's pretty much the mission of my whole company, is to make sure that whoever chooses one of our garments will have like a custom fit from the rack, even if they did not buy or purchase a custom jacket or suit from us, because the prices differs as opposed to what you go to a store and choose as a made to measure type custom fit suit, as opposed to getting a custom made suit at my particular location. So that's where the prices would differ, and in most cases, that's a big difference in prices. It's coming just walking right in and getting that particular look. But the look is what's important, and that's the key, and that's part of our mission, is to make sure that everyone that wears one of our garments will have that look, and we want our garments to be talked about. No matter what your body frame is, we want to make sure that you look that and have that perfect gentleman's look of your wardrobe and your closet to be Gab 1930s look, because I'm going to give you that look or that classic look from the 1930s. And I've mentioned this several times to the listeners, is that the 1930s was the best dressed era in America. And one of the reasons why that so many of the people target that area of the 30s is that everyone pretty much wore bespoke clothing in that particular time. Because, number one, that was around the time of the Great Depression, and most people couldn't really afford to go out and buy clothing. So, therefore, if there was a skilled member in the family, that particular skilled member would make most of the clothing for everybody in the family. A lot of times it was the mother or the grandmother. In some cases it was the grandfather that would put together garments. And there was a lot of fabric that was around. Well, I'd say a basic man's suit now would take anywhere based on frame size, anywhere from 4.5 to about 6 yards of fabric to make a suit for a man. And think in the 30s, you could have made a suit for $3.40, but we know that's time going by, that nowadays a suit off the rack will cost you $3,000. But you still won't have that custom look. You will just have brand. So the whole mission of my company is not based on brand so much, but brand is key. But the fabrication and the look and the tailoring and the finish of the garment is what's important. So that's what we're trying to achieve, and that's what our mission is. And that's why we want, in the near future, I mentioned about this broadcast, about the near future of actually launching the damn 1930s line. That's something that's coming in the very near future. As I indicated before, to help this line with some of the listeners who are participating in that campaign, because those type of campaigns are necessary, especially when you're charging your own ways through the water and you want to make sure that something is necessary that the people need to see again. Because I know, like during the times when I was growing up, it wasn't that hard to find quality-made garments or quality-made suits. But nowadays, that's a rarity, because most of the brands are just driven by the dollar. Pretty much is to make something that's not that cost-effective for them, but their profit margin is pretty much the reason why that they're motivated. But my company itself is not motivated just by profit. It's motivated by the appearance, the look, the quality, and the building of the wardrobe. I would like for my products to be around. I would like for my products to be handed down from within the families of friends or associates. If they would see somebody wearing something, they would say, "Where did you get that from?" He says, "Well, you know, this particular line, this is what it is, and this is what he's made. He's moved on to something else, and this won't be made again." So that's one of the things, is to keep the popularity around and to keep that look around and keep that classic look, because, number one, we got to stop slagging. The sagging of the pants, well, the pants and the slacks and the jeans. We need men to start to dress again, because the women have never slacked off, if you notice. Women with fashion and apparel in the women's industry, it is natural that we have the men dress well as the women are dressed. And when you are, that's one of the things that it gives you the type of confidence that you will need. I know I feel good when I dress up and when I go out and I get compliments. As a matter of fact, just the other day, I was just in the mall, and that's all I saw as I walked around was eyeballs all over me. I even got a compliment. I think I was in Macy's. Yeah, I was walking through this Macy's department store, and I was walking with my daughter-in-law. Now, nobody knew that she wasn't my woman or whoever the relationship was, and the lady in the cosmetic section says, "Oh, I love that coat you're wearing. That coat is nice." But I know she's probably just popping flavors at the same time. But the coat was nice, but not to take anything away from that, too. So that was one of the reasons why I always want to make sure that I'm dressed, because I know that people like to see, especially women, they love to see men well-dressed, and they love to see the men putting together an outfit or a different ensemble and putting it together in a certain way whereas it will attract compliments. And not to say that what I'm doing, that I'm that special, but I noticed that I've been in a department store or whatever, and somebody says, "Oh, I like your jacket, I like your shoes." So right away, that tells me that the eye is attracted to someone being well-dressed as opposed to people who aren't. Because if we look like we're at a denim festival, nobody's going to get compliments on denim, no matter. Even though, you know, I was in this particular mall the other day, and as I walked by, there was a jeans store. I don't want to call it a brand because we're talking about Gab right now. And my daughter-in-law mentioned, "Oh, those jeans sell for like $300, but it's still denim, no matter how we look at it." And people that's in the industry, we know how much denim is valued at per yard. And normally it takes, what, 2 yards of fabric to make a pair of denim jeans. So we're talking about fabrication alone, counting the zippers and the snaps and the buttons, you might have about $3 or $4 right there. That's all you have. The labor far exceeds the price of the jeans. And then the next thing that most people buy is just brand. But that's one of the things that we want to change that focus on, and not have people just focus on brand as opposed to how it is made, what it is made out of, and the type of fit that you will get. And I would always say that I raise my hand all the time to custom fit, because because I know I enjoy of having that freedom of having custom made clothing on, and I can appreciate having that on, and I know the compliments that I get a lot, you know, and it's because of the fit, because they know that that particular garment was pretty much either I was lucky to get that fit or that there's something else that I'm working with. But that's one of the things that's key. And appreciate you. Thanks.